God has called all of us, amen, to run our race. Everybody have to run the race that God has given us today, amen. Paul, he's letting them know, go to God, I ran my race. And some of us go to God, amen, a little older. Some of us been in the ministry a little longer. And some of us just getting in the ministry. Some of us in the middle of the course that God has given us. But guess what? We want to run the course. Amen. We don't want to get on and off. We don't want to be up and down. We don't want to be in and out. We don't want to go with this fad and this, go to God, this new thing, go to God. Amen. This thing they saying over here and this thing they saying over there. We need some solid. Am I talking to anybody today? We need some solid, glory to God. We need some sound doctrine, amen. Hallelujah, glory. How many want sound doctrine, amen? Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, then, glory to God. See, it means, glory to God, even watch this. Glory to God, metaphorically, it means, glory to God, a career. My course is my career. You know, glory to God, amen. I said my son graduated from Ole Miss, but I didn't, but I went. Glory to God, I didn't finish my course. Also, I thank God all three of the children graduated. They finished the course. But guess what? Their course that they was going to college for was preparing them for a career. And we got to understand that the destiny that God has laid down for us, we got to walk worthy of the vocation that God has called us to. How many want to walk worthy today? Amen. I don't know about y'all, go to God. But I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is saying, walk worthy of the vocation, amen, hallelujah. Walk worthy, hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is here to help us. To help us in the house today. To help us to walk worthy of the vocation. Now check this out, glory to God. Then the next thing here, amen, my ministry. Ministry, I want to deal with these three words, amen. Finish, course. And I want to deal with ministry. Ministry, amen, we know that diakonios. It means a service. Glory to God. And Paul here, he's dealing with these elders here at Ephesus, and he's telling them, glory to God, my service that God have called me to is about to come to an end. Glory to God. Amen. My service. Watch this. Amen. In other words, Paul's service, or in other words, Paul's general ministry. The Bible says, glory to God, in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, he's given all of us, amen, the ministry. A reconciliation. If it's a time, if it ever was a time, to wake up in the morning saying, Lord, I want to get somebody saved. If it ever was a time to go through my daily routine saying, Lord, you need me to get somebody saved. If it ever was a time when I go to my family reunion, when I go to my, amen, my little other little functions and things that I have to deal with the ball game, amen, in the store, at the hospital, glory to God. Wherever I have to go, in uptown, downtown, in the country, out in the country, amen. Lord, use me. Hallelujah. Get somebody saved. To get somebody set free, Lord. Every day, Lord, that's my desire. By waking up, Lord, to my laying down, a setting of the sun, Lord, use me. Lord, everything around me. To get some, listen, y'all, the earth is right. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy, I didn't come to get the devil no glory today. I didn't come to get the devil no praise. But guess what? In the enemy messing, God got a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In the enemy messing and what's going on in the world and the circumstances that we have to deal with in this life, in his messing, God want to raise somebody up. He getting the thing. Y'all know how it was. Don't some of y'all know when you was almost at the end of your rope? Some of y'all, can you remember when you, amen, was down for, looked like for the last count, when it looked like you was out, glory to God, on your way, slipping fast, but God threw in a lifeline. God sent a labor in your path. God sent some help out of nowhere. God sent a deliverer, amen. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It's like that now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Where it looked like sin abide, grace does more abound. Hallelujah. The harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Well, pray ye, Lord of the harvest, that he sent for a labor today. The question is, Lord, can you use me? Lord, am I available that you can use me to be a laborer today? My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen here, glory to God. Amen. As I hear alone, amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what he's saying to us today. Paul is dealing with them, and I set it up. I'm trying to set it up to minister a little bit to you. Paul is saying to the elders at Miletus and to the elders of the church, he's saying now to them, he said, watch this. You know, from the first day, I came into Asia. After what manner I have been with you at all seasons. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that us today? See, we don't realize a lot of time the Holy Spirit, he's working in us both to will and to do. See, a lot of time we don't realize that the trials, the tests, the trouble, the mess, the strongholds, the fights, the battles, the things that we have to go through, amen, in this world, glory to God, is all for God getting us ready for a grand testimony. Oh, can I, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. He's getting us ready, glory to God. He's getting us ready. And what God is doing, he's making our calling and election sure, amen. For he has, glory to God, watch this now. He has, look, he called us for as a chosen vessel, glory to God, amen, to bear his name before the Gentiles. Well, just turn with me, glory to God. Go with me to Acts the ninth chapter. Just turn with me. I don't want to mess nothing up. But let's look at the beginning of Paul, amen, assignment. Because I believe today that deliverance is in this house. I believe today, amen, that God going to resurrect some ministry. I believe today that God going to deliver some folk today. I believe today, amen, that God going to restore some people today. I believe today that God going to recharge some people today. I believe today, glory to God, that God going to heal and God going to, amen, going to change some minds and change some direction today, amen. Glory to God, amen. Look what he did, glory to God, in that ninth chapter, amen. And look what he said, glory to God, when he told Ananias, if you will, glory to God, amen. Look down here at verse 15, in the ninth chapter and 15, when he told Ananias, he said, listen, he said, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is. Glory to God. Look, are y'all with me? Glory to God. Amen. For he is, glory to God, amen, a chosen vessel. Look at your neighbor and say, you are, amen, a chosen vessel. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and look at your other neighbor and tell him, you are, glory to God. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you did or what you didn't do. I don't care how many times you failed in the past. I don't care how many times you came short. I don't care how many times, glory to God, you had to stop and start. It didn't change God's assignment. It didn't change God's divine will. It didn't change God's divine purpose. It didn't change God's mind. Tell your neighbor, you are, amen. You are chosen vessel. Hallelujah, glory to God, amen. You're a chosen vessel, amen, hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God, amen. See, he tells them this, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. He said, for he is a chosen vessel, amen, to bear my name, glory to God. Glory to God, amen. He's a chosen vessel. When I look at that thing, glory to God, amen, chosen vessel, glory to God, and it comes from, glory to God, a Greek word that means skios. Just like you for material blessing, glory to God. And then, glory to God, but watch it, glory to God. There's another Greek word that is eklogē. Amen. E-K-L-O-G-E, amen. It means God have elected me. Hallelujah. Glory, amen. Hallelujah. God, oh yeah, hallelujah. God have elected us. Amen. Hallelujah. In spite of Paul, amen. Let me go back. In spite of Saul's mindset. Amen, to bring havoc upon the church, glory to God. Saul didn't know that before the creation of the world, Saul didn't know before the eons of time that God had peeked into his destiny. God knew, glory to God, that he could even take the zeal that he had. Glory to God, not according to knowledge, amen. He had a zeal, glory to God. And God know that he put, amen, his super on his natural, glory to God. In other words, God would save him. God would turn him around. And God would use what he thought he was using for bad. God will turn around and get the glory out of it. Do I have anybody in this house today glad that God turned your life around? God pulled you out of the muck and the mire. God picked you up, glory to God. God healed you from your backslide way. God delivered you from your trials and tribulation. God brought you out of your isms and your schisms. God delivered you, hallelujah. God elected you, amen. The devil and all the hell was against you, glory to God. But God elected you, hallelujah.